This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. When Yaakov was on his way to Haran, to Lavan's house, he stopped in the Mokom HaMikdash and had a dream. And the Pasuk says, Vayachaloim, and Yaakov had a dream, V'hinei Sula Mutzav Arzo, and behold, there was a ladder set on the ground, V'roshoi Magi HaShemaimo, and the top of the ladder reached the sky, V'hinei Malachi Elokim Oilim V'yordim Boi, and the Malachi Elokim were going up and down the ladder. The Baal HaTurim says that the gematria of the word Sulam, ladder, without a vav, Samach Lamed Endomem, equals 130, which is the same gematria as the word Sinai, Samach Yud Nun Yud. Then he says that Sulam with a Vav, Samach Vav Lamed Endomem, has the gematria of 136, which is the same gematria as the word Mamoin, money. What is the Baal HaTurim telling us with these two gematrias of the word Sulam, which equals to Sinai and Mamoin? I once heard a pshat that every person has to view himself in life as if he is standing on a ladder. A ladder has many rungs, some above him and some below him. And this symbolizes that in life, there will always be people above you and people below you, those who are better than you in certain ways and those who are less than you. The gematria of Sulam, which equals to Sinai, is saying that regarding Sinai, regarding Ruchnius, always look to those who stand above you on the ladder. Strive to be like them and aspire to reach their level. However, when it comes to Gashmius, represented by the gematria of Mamoim, look at those who are below you on the ladder and appreciate what you have, knowing that you have been given more than them, and this way you'll be Sameach Bechelkoi. We say in Oleinu, Bashomayim Mima'al Valaoris Mitochas Ein Oid. Based on what we just said, we can understand this phrase, Bashomayim, when it comes to Shomayim, when it comes to Ruchnius, Mima'al, look at those above you. Look at the ones who are on a higher level than you and strive to be like them. However, Vala Oretz, when it comes to Oretz, to Gashmias, Mitochas, look at the ones who have less than you. And then, Ein Oid, you will not need anymore. Because by looking at the ones who are Mitochas, by looking at the ones that have less than you, you'll be Sameach Bechalkai, and Ein Oid, you will not need anymore. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that after Yaakov woke up from his dream, the Pasuk says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishinasoi. And Yaakov awoke from his sleep. Vayomer, and he said, Ochein Yesh Hashem B'mokom Hazeh. Behold, Hashem is in this place. Ve'onoichi lo yodoti, and I did not know, because if I would have known, I would not have slept in such a holy place like this. The Baal HaTurim says that the Soif Tevois, the last letters of the words, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosei Vayomer, spells the word Sibor. Vayikatz ends with a tzaddik, Yaakov with a beis, Mishnosei with a vav, Vayomer with a resh, and that spells the word Sibor. And the Baal HaTurim continues, Loimar, this is to tell you, She'ein tfilosei shel odom nishmas elo b'tzibur. A person's tfilos are only answered if he davens b'tzibur. The Derech Drush, I once heard in addition to this vart, how to read the rest of the pasuk based on what the Baal HaTurim says. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosei Vayomer, as the Baal HaTurim says, Soif Tevois, the word Tzibur, which means if somebody davens b'tzibur, the pasuk continues, Ochein Yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh, then Hashem is in this place and will answer your tefillos that are davened b'tzibur. However, continues the pasuk, Ve'onoichi, if you are only onoichi, you are alone, an individual davening alone, not b'tzibur, then lo yodati, I do not know if your tefillos will be answered. As the Baal HaTurim says, Ein tefillosei shel odom nishmas, elo b'tzibur.